This podcast is brought to you by my Palm Beach Birthday Contest. Visit me in sunny Florida this January and celebrate with me. To enter, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on my birthday banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
An Intel source telling me that President Trump did, in fact, win the election. He says that it is up to the Supreme Court to hear suits from other cases across the country.
Prospective juror number 17. The defendant is a Kraken. Would you have any problem convicting a Kraken?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm Governor Gretchen Whitmer. My special guest is Santa Claus.
Oh, look at this. This is going to be awful.
Santa, do you have to wear a mask?
When I'm in my workshop with all my elves, we all are masked up in social distancing.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Hi, how can we keep people safe for Christmas?
What I would suggest to do is what the governor is telling all the people of the great state of Michigan to do.
Nice going. Now you've ruined Christmas.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Accordingly, masks will now be required at all times in the hall of the House without exception.
Can I be the Phantom of the Opera?
Grand County has 5 COVID-related deaths, but the county coroner, Brenda Bach, says 2 of those people actually died of gunshot wounds.
It's absurd that they would even put that on there. We don't have and we don't need those numbers inflated.
I'm sorry, but your voice is carrying. I don't think you want to be discussing this subject in public.
I'll discuss what I like. And who in the hell are you?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Senator, do you accept Joe Biden as president-elect?
It's not for me to do. Well, here's what I would say. You know, I can tell you, I think a lot of the frustration for folks that supported the president was, we were 4 years with no people not accepting him.
Shut up, Biden. Give me a cigarette.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
When he was president, did FDR ever win a foot race? What was his time in the 40? Guy was just talking about.
How dare you?
Sorry, Greta. Sorry. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Now, you may remember that last spring there was a near riot in one of the jails in Bristol County. As you know, the county jails often take in federal prisoners, whether they're awaiting trial in district court, like the mobsters, Stevie Flemmi, Johnny Matarano, Frank Salemi, etc., in Plymouth. And down in Bristol County, Sheriff Tom Hodgson takes in a lot of ICE detainees, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, people who are about to be deported. These are foreign criminals who are in the country illegally. So last spring, there was a riot, and the sheriff was attacked. Some of his COs were attacked, too, correction officers. And so now the Attorney General, Huldah Healey, has taken time out from her arduous schedule of suing President Trump to issue a report basically attacking Sheriff Hodgson's handling of the issue. And he had a great press conference yesterday where he went off on AG Healey. And we wanted to have the sheriff on to talk about this. Sheriff Tom Hodgson, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me, Howie. Great to be here.
So what is the so tell us give us the background of the case, what really happened, because people may not be as familiar with it as other people are. Go ahead.
Well, essentially, Howie, I built an immigration detention facility in 2000 that I opened in 2007 with no state money for housing detainees, at this facility has 2 mirrored sort of dorm settings. There's A and B. In the B wing, what happened was that I was on my way home. A medical person from our facility called me, said 10 of the 15 said they weren't feeling well. The nurses came up. They interviewed every one of them. Each one of the 10 of them came up with at least 2 symptoms consistent with COVID-19. And so, obviously, based on CDC regulations and my obligation to make sure no other inmates get sick, and my, or my staff, they needed to go down to our medical unit right down the driveway and be isolated and tested. If they didn't want to be tested, they'd still have to remain isolated. At any rate, they said that they explained that to them. They said that they're not going to go down. I said, I'll come right back. I went back, and I had known this unit. I'd been in this unit before. And actually, Howie, about a month before that, I was up there speaking with this same group in the B-Wing, and they gave me a standing ovation when I left. So my expectation was when I arrived, hey, guys, listen, you've been trying to get the courts to let you out of here on COVID-19. Here's the danger of it. You have to go down and get tested. We don't have a choice. And it would be no problem. Unfortunately, when I explained it all to them, they said, we're not going. So I said, well, there's not really a choice here. Either you go on your own or we have to take you down, but we can't let you stay in this unit.
Right. If they don't go down, then they'll accuse you of letting them get sick. But if you try to take them down, they'll accuse you of using excessive force. So you're in a catch-22.
Well, yeah, but you know, that's correct, Howie. But what happened is I explained it to him again, and then I told the officers, call the 10 names. You guys step forward when they call your name. They didn't. I said, call the roll again. They called it again. They wouldn't step forward. But one of the guys had walked away and gone down to the other end of the unit where the phones were. So when they called his name and he wasn't there, I went down and I saw he was on the phone. So I went over to him and said, Marco, hang up the phone. Your name's been called. You got to go. He just sort of gave me this defiant look like he wasn't going to hang the phone and kept trying to talk. And I said, you need to hang the phone up, Marco. This is the second time I'm telling you, you got to go. He wouldn't. I went to grab the receiver out of his hand. He pulled it over to his left shoulder, put it up near his mouth, and started yelling, don't you hit me, get off me. You know, he was on the phone with his attorney, right? He was trying to make this, and it was a complete blatant, you know, attempt to make people believe something was really happening to him.
Right.
But when he did that, he incited the entire unit. They all came running from the area where I was speaking to them. And as they were running, somebody, I couldn't see it because my back was to the people running toward me. They hit me with a chair. They flung a chair and hit me, which I still have. I actually still have nerve damage from. And at any rate, at that point, an officer had come over to where I was, and he grabbed my sleeve, tried to back us out because they were surrounding us. Another lieutenant, a female, she was struck with the chair. And so we tried to back all our staff out of the unit as we're backing out. They're coming at us. So one of our officers took his pepper spray out and did a quick, you know, it's a stall tactic. When you do it, they tend to pause. It was enough for us to get out into the control area and secure the door. Once we did, they went into the laundry room. They took the washing machines and dryers, pulled them out of there, threw them up against the door, threw tables up on the doors. They pulled the handicap pole off the bathroom wall, started smashing sinks, went into the prayer room, started smashing the walls, destroyed the television, the flat screen that was in there. They destroyed the officer's desk. I mean, they just completely trashed the place.
And these are all illegal aliens, right?
All illegal aliens. And Howie, these people, contrary to what the Attorney General says, that they are just being held and that they don't have any serious criminal background. We had guys in there that were in there on murder, terrorist bombing. We had armed robbery, kidnapping, rape, domestic violence. These are the backgrounds of these guys that we're dealing with. So at any rate, so we're backed out. Now we got to call our move team because they're now in control of the unit. Then they barricaded the secondary door, which is off our rec yard. Now our team has to respond from home and wherever they are. Once they got there, it was probably about close to 50 minutes before they finally were ready to go in. But they have to muster up there in formation. They have to be briefed. It's all taped from the beginning to the end, what the briefing is, and then a camera person goes in with them as they're doing the extraction. Howie, what's amazing about this is when we breached that door, we threw a flashbang in. They all ran toward the back. Within 90 seconds, every single one of those 24 were in handcuffs, were in flex cuffs. And within 5 minutes, they were single file walked out of the building. They were lined up in the rec yard, kneeling in front of the wall as they were instructed. And no one, my officers went home unhurt, safe, and no detainee was injured.
How much damage did they do? Physical damage?
Oh, Howie, at least probably close to $30,000 in damage.
Wow.
And but you know. Mara Healey, for her, number one, she's once again done what she does best, try to grab something for partisan reasons and try to elevate whatever her political stature is and think she's going to do it on my back and the back of the reputation of my officers. I have that operation, Howie, was textbook. And it was done perfectly. I was there from beginning to end. And I got to tell you something. She ought to be ashamed of herself. And frankly, she ought to step down. She's been weaponized.
You called her a political hack.
She is a political hack. And she weaponized her office and has weaponized her office since she's been in there to go after people that are not of the same party affiliation as her and do not agree with her philosophical views about illegals should be allowed to come into this country and they shouldn't have to abide by the laws. She was on the other side of the border when I was at the McAllen border station in Texas with several sheriffs trying to talk to Border Patrol and strategize what we're going to do to stop the surges coming
Sheriff,
in. She's on
Sheriff,
the other side telling people.
We don't have a lot of time here, but I wanted to ask you, were any of these people, the guy who hit you with the chair, was he charged with anything?
They haven't been able to identify for sure which one it is. They're pretty sure they know. Some of these guys have been charged already. But yeah, and Howie, this is the outrageous part of this. These guys were bad guys. And you only need to look at the recommendations that she puts at the end of her report. The first two are no more 287G program at the Bristol County Sheriff's Office, and the sheriff should not work with any DHS or ICE operations in the future. And she says if we don't take on her recommendations rather quickly, she might sue. And my answer to her is, bring it on. Bring it on. We can't wait for her
do that. Do you have videotape of all this?
Oh, yeah. We do,
Howie. She said she wanted you to release it, but you can't release
it. She's got it too, Howie. Why don't she release it? But she knows because the reason we can't release it is because we're waiting for the federal investigation to be completed, which should be coming up any time now by the Inspector General's office from DHS. And we cannot interfere with that investigation. That's why we can't release the tape. She knows that, but she suggests that somehow we don't want to release it. She's got a lot of those tapes. She had tapes of my injury, Howie. She never, ever interviewed me. I'm the guy who was the only guy who was injured, and I'm the guy who was right there from the very beginning to the end. What it showed is this attorney general has no understanding about how to do an investigation, the way she went at it, the assumptions and all these things she clearly show.
She should have someone from her victim. I'm sure she has a victim assistance office, right? I mean, shouldn't the victim assistance office have called you as a victim of this illegal alien violence? This is really bad.
She didn't even mention anything about the safety of my staff, who are amazing. We've been nationally accredited twice at 100% back-to-back over 6 years. That's almost unheard of. And she has the audacity to sit there and claim that my officers didn't know what they were doing and used excessive force by having canine. My canine were muzzled when they went in, which is what they're supposed to do. And everything we did by the book. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And she doesn't even know the law, frankly. She's saying we violated the law by bringing canine in. It's a dorm setting. It's not a cell extraction. So, you know, this is what she does.
Yeah, Sheriff, we got to move on here, but we appreciate this.
Howard, thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, let us know when the next shoe drops on this or who strikes first here, you or her. I guess it'll be her. Yeah, it'll be up to her. Thank you, Sheriff Tom Hodgson from Bristol County. I recently had a dental emergency. Well, it was last summer. And where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded that day of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best at all times. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reasons. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they have taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. Believe it or not, some of those new protocols make it more comfortable to get your mouth worked on. Believe it or not. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call today to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you have a personal love for mass transit?
No, I don't, unlike Pete Buttigieg.
97% say no.
All right. By the way, Rambo 413 wanted to know if any of the inmates, mothers of the illegal aliens, have been reached for comment.
He's a good boy, a very good boy. He's a good boy, a very good boy.
I thought so. I thought he was a good boy. I won't be coming back to Massachusetts this year for my annual birthday bash. Instead, I'm having a contest for two lucky listeners to visit me in beautiful Palm Beach. Entry is free. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on my birthday banner. We'll pay for your air and hotel, but the best part will be a dinner with me on Sunday, January 17th, my birthday. I'll also be giving the winners a private tour of Palm Beach with all the juicy stories. You'll need a jacket and a tie, as the winners will be going someplace very special on my birthday. Entry is free. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the birthday banner. It'll be exciting. I look forward to it. By the way, you've got to check out Taylor's video work. He's done a theatrical trailer for the movie The Friends of Charlie Baker. It's really great. It's all of his talks about his friends, his unnamed friends. And, you know, and it's go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on it. It's and pass it on then when you get it. If you were irritated to get this message from Charlie Parker's minions today about telling you to stay home at Christmas and not see anybody, you can pass this on. This is a really good job, Taylor. You did a great job on this.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Why don't we play the one cut that didn't make it, and was the original Friends of Charlie Parker cut, which was the fisherman story, the weird, unbelievable, to put it mildly, fisherman story from the 2014 campaign about his friend. He's a Harvard guy, but he has a fisherman friend in New Bedford, kind of like John Kerry used to windsurf with carpenters in Nantucket. Remember that? Yeah, right, sure. Okay, let's listen to The Friends of Charlie Parker.
This is Charlie Baker.
Hey, everybody. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker here.
And these are his friends.
I may not make it through this story, and I told a story about a fisherman that I met in New Bedford. He's coming off the boat. He's a big, huge man, completely soaked in sweat and salt water.
In the world of Charlie Baker and his friends, the real world of panic porn, political leaders cannot survive without absolute power, and the public can't be expected to blindly follow orders without first hearing a made-up story.
And he started to cry, and I gave him a hug. He was a big, huge guy. It was like hugging a mountain. And then he said, "See those two kids up there?" And he said, "Those are my sons." They were both spectacular football players at New Bedford High School who were given college scholarships, and I ruined their lives. And you hear those kinds of stories every day.
And they are the only friends Charlie Baker has.
Everybody raise your hand if you believe that fisherman and his two sons actually exist. Don't everybody raise your hands at once, please. That was the beginning. You start off with a little lie, or in that case, a rather large lie, and you just expand. You just keep expanding it. And you can see them all on video, all the recent ones. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and check out The Friends of Charlie Baker. I'm Howie Carr. Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
One of the texters up in Maine just watched your video, Taylor, and says the dramatic interpretation by the sign language artist is hilarious.
That was my
favorite part,
too. I was so tickled when I found that she made that hand motion at just that right point, saying hey, he probably didn't get a phone call.
Oh, you got to check it out. It'll give you a chuckle in the midst of all this madness that's going on. The Federalist is reporting now that they keep releasing more of these text messages to Strzok all these years later that the FBI tried to destroy and suppress. New text messages released today show FBI officials spied on a Fox News executive over the course of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, which targeted President Donald Trump as a secret Russian agent who illegally stole the election. The FBI surveilled and recorded a phone call between former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos, who they locked up for doing nothing, by the way, for not for long, but any time is bad when you didn't do anything. And an unnamed vice president of Fox News, according to a text message sent to fired former FBI agent Peter Strzok just weeks before Trump was inaugurated as president in 2017. So, again, we knew that they were spying on journalists. They were spying on people from Associated Press, or as people call it now, another Pravda. I mean, it's a semi-official state news agency, and they were spying on them. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls here. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Howie Carr? Listen, I want to ask you a question. Rand Paul and Ted Cruz cannot join the guy asking one congressman or one senator to join to fight back to Donald Trump. Yeah, I want to know if you know Ted Cruz, if you know the phone number, or you can call him and tell, hey, Ted Cruz, join. Yeah, maybe go guy.
I've talked to them, but I don't think they like me very much, either one of those guys. I gave them a little trouble during the 2016 campaign. But the good news, Mr. Garcia, is that this afternoon, apparently, or this morning, I don't know. I may be mispronouncing his name, Tuberville, the new senator from Alabama. He's a senator-elect. He was at a rally for Perdue and Loeffler, the two Republican Senate candidates in Georgia. And afterwards, he pretty much suggested that he's going to be the senator who's going to step forward and demand the investigation or a debate on the election. So I think we're all set there, unless somehow Mitch McConnell can get to him. I think he's probably less likely to be muscled by Mitch McConnell, because you know he's in his 60s. He's not going to be there for he's not a careerist senator. I mean, I'm sure he'd like to serve two terms, but he's not planning to spend his life in the Senate. And I don't think he really has to worry that much about being reelected, because he's in Alabama and he's a Republican. He trounced that guy Doug Jones, one of these duplicitous Democrats who always claimed that he would do the right thing, but somehow he never did. So I think that I think Tuberville or Tuberville is going to do the right thing. That's what the wire reports are saying. But you're right, Mr. Garcia, we got to get somebody to step forward, and it's not going to be Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. That's for sure. 844-500-4242. You know, our poll question was Buttigieg's personal love of transportation, and NPR was going with that like it was a real thing. They this is NPR Politics. And again, remember, NPR Politics is the one that said that they would never cover the New York Post story about Hunter Biden because it was probably Russian disinformation, and at any rate, it was just a political story that wasn't worth anything. Let me just read you what they said,
actually. They didn't want to distract their readers.
We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. This is their managing editor. And we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' times on stories that are just pure distractions. Even if Russia, and then here's another, this is their public editor, their ombudsman. Even if Russia can't be positively connected to this information, the story of how Trump associate Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani came into a copy of this computer hard drive has not been verified and seems suspect. But the biggest reason you haven't heard much on NPR about the Post story is that the assertions do not amount to much. They don't. They don't. It seems like there's a pretty major investigation. All right, so so they wouldn't touch the Hunter Biden story, which is a massive national scandal. But this is what they tweeted out yesterday. Pete Buttigieg, President-elect Biden's pick for transportation secretary, says that he has a, quote, personal love of transportation, unquote, recounting train trips on Amtrak while in college, and said he proposed to his now husband, Chasten, or as Biden calls him, Kristen, in an airport terminal.
Okay. I took a lot of public transportation in college. Why didn't Joe Biden pick me? I mean, I didn't enjoy it, but I would say I did.
You know, oftentimes, you know, when I'm sitting by the pool here in South Florida, I say, you know what? I wish I were back on the Orange Line. I wish I were back on that bus to Lechmere Station.
Very fake.
On Highland Avenue. If I couldn't get the Orange Line bus to Sullivan. You know, how often do people reminisce? How often do I wish I were on that commuter rail where the sign said, respect this train, your tax dollars paid for it. And then underneath someone would scrawl, yeah, 50 years ago. How often I miss those days, like Pete Buttigieg does, I guess. And so here's one response to that tweet from NPR. NPR, we won't waste your time with stories about Hunter Biden's shady business activities, which, by the way, have earned him a DOJ investigation. Also NPR, Pete Buttigieg loves choo-choo trains. Here's another one. Is this satire? Did the Babylon Bee write this? Thank you for this hard-hitting report on his lack of qualifications for the job. Another one. Great reporting, slobbering over every pick unabashedly. Not surprising. So qualified, I heard he collected Hot Wheels as a young boy. Also drove a big wheel tricycle. So impressive. Taylor, let's play that cut. This is Joe Biden when he was running against Pete Buttigieg.
Barack Obama called Joe Biden
the best vice president America's ever had.
But Pete Buttigieg doesn't think much of the vice president's record. Let's compare. When President Obama called on him, Joe Biden helped lead the passage of the Affordable Care Act, which gave health care to 20 million people. And when parkgoers called on Pete Buttigieg, he installed decorative lights under bridges, giving citizens of South Bend colorfully illuminated rivers. Both Vice President Biden and former Mayor Buttigieg have taken on tough fights. Under threat of a nuclear Iran, Joe Biden helped to negotiate the Iran deal. And under threat of disappearing pets, Buttigieg negotiated lighter licensing regulations on pet chip scanners. Both Vice President Biden and former Mayor Pete have helped shape our economy. Joe Biden helped save the auto industry, which revitalized the economy of the Midwest and led the passage and implementation implementation of the Recovery Act, saving our economy from a depression. Pete Buttigieg revitalized the sidewalks of downtown South Bend by laying out decorative brick. And both Biden and Buttigieg have made hard decisions. Despite pressure from the NRA, Joe Biden passed the assault weapons ban through Congress. Then, he passed the Violence Against Women Act. And even when public pressure mounted against him, former Mayor Pete fired the first African-American police chief of South Bend. And then he forced out the African-American fire chief, too.
You know, I don't know much about municipal politics in South Bend, but I'm guessing that Mayor Pete did a better job with the disappearing pets than Joe Biden did in confronting the nuclear threat from Iran.
I was just going to say, some of those, I understand why they hit him with them, but the decorative brick and the lights under the bridges, yeah. I mean, I'd take that over the Affordable Care Act.
And I like the way they say he passed the legislation. It makes him sound like AOC's understanding. I think Congress passes the legislation. I don't think the vice president has a vote unless there's a tie in the Senate, and that doesn't happen very often. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. How you doing, Howard? Howie?
Good.
My wife read me an article today, and it had to do with the Rachel Levine, who's actually a man, but he calls himself Rachel.
No, and, yeah, Richard Levine. I don't know if he's had the operation or not, but he was born Richard Levine, and his name is now Rachel Levine. Yes.
And he heads the health department in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he's the he's the Secretary of Public Health.
Yep, he's put out some restrictions for gatherings, and they had to do with if you would go to a gathering and you felt like having sex with someone, he's got these restrictions as far as, I mean, you can, he goes into detail of all these sexual acts.
I don't want to get into that, but Fauci did the same thing though, right? What is that website, Grindr, the gay thing? He was doing an interview with a few months back, and the guy said, well, can you get together on Grindr? And again, he's very chameleon-like, Fauci. And so when the guy obviously wanted a yes, so he gives him a yes.
And then when Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, said, you know, what do you think of these protests? He said, well, I can't tell people that's not my job. And Rand Paul said, why not? You tell everybody to do everything else. You talk about the NFL. You talk about the MLB.
Yesterday he said, don't have your kids over for Christmas.
Right.
But he's willing to do that, but he's not willing to suggest that the gays stop engaging in unsafe sex.
It is the dinner hour.
I didn't go overboard, I don't think. I didn't. 603 says, the trailer is great. Thumbs up. Do you think Governor Parker will be on your show anytime soon?
I think that ship sailed a long time ago.
It did. And, you know, somebody said to me yesterday, somebody texted and said, you know, this is all your fault. You could have snuffed him out back in 2014. He was running against Marsha Coakley in 2014. He was all on board with stopping the automatic gas tax increase, you know? I mean, sometimes people change, in case you haven't noticed, when they get into office. They turn into pluperfect asses, and that's what happened here. 844-500-4242. Sitting is the new smoking. That's why you need the Backstrong chair. I've been using the Backstrong chair for the last few weeks, and I feel great. You know that soreness and stiffness you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. My body feels good when I'm sitting in my Backstrong office chair, and this is important. It also feels good when I get out of my chair to walk around. I actually feel refreshed. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pains in your back, neck, and shoulder muscles, but not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch, all while stimulating circulation and improving flexibility. The patented Backstrong chair was designed by a nationally recognized chiropractor to help you overcome discomfort from sitting too long. The chair keeps you moving throughout the day, which is what your back, body, and brain need to be healthy and pain-free. When you sit better, you're going to feel better. The Backstrong chair is the best ergonomic chair for reducing back and neck pain. And it's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews and a 60-day money-back guarantee. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today to save $100 and get free shipping. Use discount code Howie. Remember, save $100 and get free shipping on your Backstrong chair at backstrong.com. It's especially great for your home office. You need a comfortable chair when you're spending hours in a place you didn't used to spend it in. Use discount code Howie. That's backstrong.com, discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
617 says, in the 1980s, I had to ride the Orange Line and the Green Line to college. To this day, I have nightmares of that trauma and can still smell that lingering stench of ancient urine. I those were my lines, too, when I lived in Somerville. And, yeah, I was just trying to think if I had any pleasant experiences from Rapid Transit, the horribly named Rapid Transit. The subway lines, I never found them to be very rapid. Did I have any pleasant experiences with buses or commuter rail? I never rode the ferries. Never rode a T-ferry. Have you ever ridden a T-ferry?
I have not.
I'm surprised. I would think that somewhere along the line, you would have, being from Milton, you would have somehow run. I know Milton's not on the coast, but somehow I would have thought you would have run into one.
No, but when I was at Providence College, I used to take the RIPTA a lot.
The Rhode Island Public Transit Authority?
Yeah, I would take the bus from the mall and from my little job I had to back to school all the time.
You know what one of the shortest books in human history is?
What?
My Favorite Bus Rides.
Yeah.
Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I wasn't going to call tonight, but I was thinking of you when I just got diagnosed with frostbite on my fingers when I was shoveling in front of my house. But anyway, hey,
you know what? You know, Rocky, I want to just tell you that wasn't the cold that got you. That was the COVID cootie attacked your fingertips.
Okay. And one other thing, Howie, before I'll get the hell off the phone. Hey, how come Hold It Healy? She makes that idiot Marky look like a superstar. But anyway, how come she doesn't push forward Mikey or Michelle Kozlik as the LBGT right?
Stop it, Rocky. Come on. He's talking about the guy who killed his wife and then decided to become a woman. Remember him? That was Judge Wolf's decision. Judge Wolf, a Reagan appointee, went up against Deval Patrick. Deval Patrick said, we're not paying for a sex change operation for this guy. And Wolf said, you have to, but I think he was overruled by the First Circuit Court of Appeals. 844-500-4242. 508 says the ferry from Hull was great in the 70s. I'll bet in those days you could have a few road beers on the boat. I'm sure that's looked upon, that's frowned upon right now.
I think you could still, you know, on the trains and stuff, have a couple nips here and there. No, well, am I speaking out of turn?
No, you probably can.
Am I incriminating myself?
Well, you know, now, if you're in a car, you're all by yourself in a lot of cases, even during rush hour, especially on commuter rail. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago that the T's own statistics show that the ridership is 8 to 12% what it was a year ago. In other words, 9 out of 10 commuters have vanished.
But I'm not all by myself. I'm with my friend Tito.
Or Jack. Or old granddad, if you want to go for the traditional stuff. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Good evening, Mr. Carr. I'd like to say our elected officials demand that we take this phony vaccine. They've shut down all the restaurants, no stimulus for the American people, sparking a second Great Depression. Come on, I mean, I wasn't born yesterday. This is right out of the George Soros playbook.
Okay. I understood where he was going with that. I cut it off before he could go to where he wanted to get to. But he hasn't called for a while, so there's no problem with the call screeners. But just watch out for Scott. 844 500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Joe's migrants. His softy rhetoric has invited a border crisis. This is from the New York Post today, John Daniel Davidson. Well, that didn't take long. A border crisis is brewing before President-elect Joe Biden actually takes office. Migrant caravans are forming in Honduras. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, have you noticed there've been maybe slightly fewer MS-13 incidents the last couple of years? The child sex traffickers, fentanyl dealers, there haven't been quite as many as there were when the borders were wide open. But Joe Biden's going to get us back to the Obama years. 844-500-4242. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.